recession has hit especially close to home for newly elected Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan, whose two brothers were just laid off when the Janesville General Motors plant closed last month. Sheridan himself worked at GM for about 30 years before coming to the legislature, and he says the problems in Janesville are really a microcosm of what's happening all over the state. He said yesterday there are things the state can do to help.
We are given the ability and charged with the duty to take action, increase support for worker training and retraining programs, the encouraged growth of emerging industries like green technologies, which hold the potential for thousands of family-supporting jobs, and a focus on buying locally.
Returning Senate Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker told his colleagues that Wisconsin has a long history of helping people out when the economy struggles.
And there's no reason why we can't be the model again for how to turn our economy around quickly and get everyone working again. We can do it by investing in the roads and bridges our businesses need to move their products. Those investments mean Wisconsin companies hiring Wisconsin workers and paying family-supporting jobs with health care and pension benefits.
Wisconsin and other states could very well get extra federal money for roads and bridges if Congress approves hundreds of billions of dollars for public works as part of an economic stimulus plan. For Wisconsin to spend even more, it would have to turn to higher taxes or fees. Leaders have discussed a couple possibilities, including returning to a system of indexing the gas tax to inflation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.